I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. And Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it produce in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast, and I thank you for ministering to them today through this broadcast in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, on the next five episodes of the broadcast, we're starting a new series that we're calling More and More. And in these teachings, we're going to learn how to increase, to advance, and to progress in the things of God. You know, friend, God doesn't want you staying at the same place in your life year after year, decade after decade. No, He wants you to grow up. He wants you to increase in His blessing. He wants you to increase in His anointing. He wants you to come up from glory to glory, from faith to faith. He wants you to progress and to advance on into the higher things of God for your life. And so that's what we're going to be getting into on the next five episodes, praise the Lord. Let's go over to Psalm 115, and this will be our foundation text in this series. Psalm 115, and we're actually going to start reading here in verse 12. It says there in verse 12, "The Lord has been mindful of us, and He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great." Verse 14, "The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Friends, say this with me. "The Lord shall increase me more and more." Say it again. "The Lord shall increase me more and more." Now, from these verses, you can tell that the Lord is interested in blessing His people. It said in verse 12, "The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great." And then in verse 15, it says, "You are blessed of the Lord." Looks to me like you and I serve a God that likes blessing His people. Now, to bless, if you will look that word up, the word bless means to benefit, is one big thing it means. And if you look up the word benefit, benefit means to do good to, or to advance in prosperity. I want to say it to you again. To bless means to do good to, or to advance in prosperity. And so whenever you're talking about God blessing us, one thing that means is He wants to do good to us. You know, in Deuteronomy 30 and verse 15 and verse 19, the scripture says there, the Lord said, "I've set before you this day life and good, death and evil." It says that in verse 15. And then in verse 19, He said, "I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing." In verse 15, He said, "life and good, death and evil." And then in verse 19, He said, "life and death, blessing and cursing." And so He used good and blessing interchangeably. In verse 15, He used the word good, but in verse 19, He used the word blessing. And why would the Lord do that? Because to bless means to do good to. And this scripture in Psalm 115, verse 12, 13, 14, 15 is telling us over and over again that God wants to do good to us. Now in verse 14, it says that He will increase us more and more. And see, that increasing us has to do with Him increasing His blessing on our life. In the Jubilee Bible, it actually says that the Lord shall increase His blessing upon you more and more. The Passion Translation in verse 14 says, God Himself will fill you with more. Blessings upon blessings will be heaped upon you and upon your children. And so what does it mean when we say that God wants to increase us? It means that He wants to bless us more and more. What does that mean? That means God wants to add good to us more and more. And so in verse 14, when you read that verse where it says, the Lord shall increase you more and more, what does that mean? That means He wants to bless you. He wants to add good to you more, and then more, and then some more, and then some more. This is the God you and I serve. And so again, anytime when we read this verse, the Lord shall, and we're going to read it a lot over the next five episodes, the Lord shall increase you more and more. What does that mean? It means He wants to increase His blessing upon you. And that means He wants to increase good in your life. He wants to add good to you more and more. Now, friend, for a lot of people in the body of Christ, just that statement that God wants to add good to you more and more, and then some more and more, to a lot of people, that is a very controversial statement, and it doesn't need to be. God wanting to add good to His people, that is just who He is. And there's a lot of verses that talk about this. I'm going to read you some. But it should not be a controversial thought or belief to believe that God wants to add good to me more and more. And whatever level of His blessing, whatever level of His goodness that I'm enjoying today, God wants to add more to me. Let me read you some verses. In Psalm 34, 8, it says there, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. And so you can see there again the connection between being blessed and tasting of the Lord's goodness, the Lord adding good to us. But it says, blessed is the man that trusts in Him. The verse 10, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want or shall not lack any good thing. Psalm 84 verse 11 says, no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. God is not in the business of cursing and withholding good. He's in the business of blessing and increasing and adding good to His people, to those that walk uprightly. Psalm 119, 68, the psalmist said there, Thou art good and You do good. Thou art good, You are good, we would say, and You do good. Deuteronomy 6:10 says this, God will give you great and goodly cities, which you didn't build. Verse 11 says, and houses full of good things, which you didn't fill. And then in chapter 8, verse 7 of Deuteronomy, it said, the Lord will bring you into a good land, and you'll build, verse 12, goodly houses. Verse 13, and when your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. Come on, friend, are you catching on about the kind of God that you serve? What was God telling His people? I'm going to lead you into a good land, and I'm going to give you good cities, and you're going to build good houses, and they're going to be full of good things, and I don't withhold good from those that walk uprightly. So come and taste and see that the Lord is good, because those that seek Him, they will not lack any good thing. This is a big part of the nature of God, that whatever level of His goodness that you're enjoying in your life today, He's not done. There's more goodness and more good things and an increase of His blessing that He wants to add to you. What did our foundation text say in Psalm 115, verse 14? The Lord shall increase you more and more. Deuteronomy 26:11 says this, "You shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord has given you." Why? Because the Lord's given you some good things, and now you're going to praise Him for them. You're going to rejoice in them. Deuteronomy 30 verse 5 says this, "He will do you good and multiply you." That word multiply means increase you above your fathers. Verse 9 says, "And the Lord your God will make you plenteous in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your land." See, friend, God wants to increase you and do you good and multiply you in every area of your life. What did verse 5 say there? He will do you good and multiply you. Kind of sounds like Psalm 115 verse 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more. Now, you read a lot of those verses in Deuteronomy and Psalms to people, and people start going, "Yeah, but that's the Old Testament." And somehow, I guess, they think God has changed since the Old Testament. In Malachi chapter 3, the Lord said, "I am the Lord, and I change not." If God liked blessing His people and increasing them in Deuteronomy and in the book of Psalms, He hasn't changed. He still likes doing it today. But let me give you a verse, Acts chapter 10, verse 38. It said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, Jesus was the express image of God in the earth. He actually said, "When you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And the reason Jesus went around doing good, or you could say blessing, the reason He did that is because that's what God does. And so there's a New Testament scripture for you if you don't believe the Old Testament ones, praise God. But He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. And so, friend, God wants to increase you, increase me more and more. Now, we see this pattern in Scripture. We see it with, we won't look at all of these examples, but we see it with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Joseph. I'm sorry, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. But Isaac in particular, in Genesis 26:12 in the King James Version, it said the Lord blessed him. Now, that's what we read about in Psalm 115, about how the Lord will bless us. Now, look how He blessed Isaac. In verse 13 in the Amplified Bible, it said, "Isaac gained more and more until he became very wealthy and distinguished." And so God blessed Isaac, not just all at once, but it was more and more. It was a degree at a time. He added good to Isaac, and He kept adding good to Isaac until Isaac became very wealthy and distinguished, the Scripture says. This was true about Jacob. In Genesis 30, 43, in the Amplified Bible, it said, "The man Jacob increased and became exceedingly rich, and had many sheep and goats and maidservants and men servants and camels and donkeys." Same way with Jacob. God added good to him. He increased him more and more. He did this in Abraham's life. In Isaiah chapter 51, verse 2, it said that God blessed him and increased him. What did He do? He added good to Abraham's life, and He did it more and more. And so, friend, you and I, if you be Christ, you're Abraham's seed, it says in Galatians 3, and heirs according to the promise. And so because we're Abraham's seed, we can expect to be blessed and increase and have God add good things to our lives more and more, and that is good things, spirit, soul, body, relationships, and finances. This is what God wants to do. He wants to add to you good things, increase you, and He likes to do it more and more. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to lay hold of that phrase, more and more. That's the title of the series that we're doing, more and more. And it said that in Psalm 115, verse 14, that the Lord shall increase you more and more. In the easy to read version, it says, "May the Lord give more and more to you and to your children. You see, friend, God wants to add more to you. And whatever level of His goodness and His blessing you and I are enjoying, His will and plan is to add more to you. And here's the thing, after He adds more to you, the next thing He wants to do is more. Did you hear the scripture? He wants to increase you more. Okay, but then after He does more, what does He want to do next? And more. Okay, but then what's He want to do next? Well, He just did another more. And so after He does more, He always wants to do and more. This is the nature of the God that you and I serve. He wants to increase us more and more, and He has more on His mind for you and me. Whatever level of His blessing, whatever level of His goodness, whatever His level of His favor, His anointing, whatever it is that you're enjoying right now, He wants to increase you in it. He wants to add more to you. We see this in Mark 4:24. Jesus said this, "Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear, more will be given." What was the Master saying? He's saying, pay attention to how you treat what you hear. And if you treat what you hear with some respect and you honor it and you value it, then here's what's going to happen. More shall be given. And so when you do hear something, when you do receive something from God, if you like it and value it and appreciate it, God's plan and will and intention is to add more to you. The Master said, take heed how you hear. With what measure you meet, it'll be measured unto you. And to you that hears the words and receives them and respects them, you'll get more. James 4:6 says this, He gives more grace. Say it with me. He gives more grace. The Amplified Bible says, He gives us more and more grace. And so there's a degree of His grace that you're enjoying right now in your life. And here's the thing. God wants to increase you in His grace. He wants to add more of His grace to you. Friend, even the plan of God for our lives increases in glory more and more the further we go. Proverbs 4:18 says this, "The path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more." The word shines there is talking about glorious. The path of the just is as the shining light that shines, that is glorious more and more. And so the longer you walk with God, the better it gets. Praise the Lord. Let me say it to you again. The longer you walk with God, the better it gets. It gets more glorious and more glorious. And the path of the just, it shines some, and then it shines some more, and then it gets brighter and shines some more. And then you enjoy more blessing and more favor and a higher level of God's anointing. More and more is the kind of God that you and I serve. And so with God, there is always more. The things of God, they never peak. God's never going to do something in your life and then tell you this, that's the best I can do. No, with Him, there's always higher. There's always more. The things of God, they don't peak. They also don't plateau or just level off. You see, friend, God doesn't want you, no matter how much He's done in your life, and no matter how good you have it right now, He doesn't want you to just stay where you are for the rest of your days and just plateau. And the things of God don't peak. With God, there's always more. And for you, friend, there's another level of His goodness, another level of His blessing, another level of His power and His presence, another level of ministry that He wants to use you in and that He's called you to. There's another level of ministry for you. That with Him, there's always more. And so you and I, if we want to think like Him, we have to have this more mentality. That this belief that no matter how good God's been to me, and I'm so thankful that He's been as good to me as He has been. His will and plan for me is to step up, to come up to the next level, to come up to a higher place in His things, in His Word, in the things of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Let's go over to 2 Peter then. 2 Peter, praise the Lord. And so, friend, one thing that you want to do in your life is you want to look for progress. Increase is progressive. It's measure by measure. It's degree by degree. It's more and more. And so you want to look for increase. Look for progress. Don't just look for the full load. What do I mean by that? Maybe you're believing God for something financially. Maybe you're believing to come up to this very high level of having no debt and whatever it is. I'm not putting a dollar amount on things, but say you wanted to make six figures or whatever it is. Don't look for the whole load. Just look for increase. Am I progressing? Am I at a higher place this year than I was last year? Because this is how the things of God work. They work from glory to glory, from grace to grace. And the one thing that you want to make sure that you're not doing is stalling out and staying the same. We want to increase, and it's progressive. It's more and more. And this is God's will for our lives. His will for our lives is increase, to advance, to progress, to come up from wherever we are, to come up to the next place, to a higher place. This is His will. 2 Peter 3:18 says this, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord. The WE Worldwide English says this, have more and more of God's blessing. See, friend, God didn't stay at the same level of grace and knowledge that you're at for the rest of your days. That's not what He said. He said, grow in it. The word grow there means increase in it. Advance, progress in my grace, progress in my knowledge. I like the Worldwide English. Progress in my blessing. Grow in grace. Psalm 92:12 says this, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. The word flourish means they'll grow. It says this in the rest of the verse, he, the righteous, shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The word grow there means he will enlarge. He will go upward. He will increase. And I like verse 14. Verse 14 says, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat, or you could say rich, and flourishing. The word flourishing means rich in growth. Well, that's talking about righteous people. And it's saying righteous people are supposed to grow. Righteous people are supposed to flourish. Righteous people are supposed to be enlarged and go upward and step up and increase and not stay where they are and not grow stale or stagnant and definitely not decrease. No, the righteous are supposed to advance. The righteous are supposed to grow. The righteous are supposed to increase. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy 4:15 says this, meditate upon these things, give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all. That your profiting may appear to all. The word profiting there means that's your progress, or that's your advancement. What was Paul writing to Timothy there by the Spirit? He said, meditate in these things. Meditate in the Word. Give yourself wholly to them. And one of the results of that will be that you will step up. You will increase. You will advance. You will come to another level, and the people around you will witness it. Come on, friends, say it with me. Increase is God's will for my life. Come on, keep saying this with me. I'm supposed to grow in grace. I'm supposed to flourish. I'm supposed to progress and advance. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says this, we all progressively being transformed into His image from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord. See, even in becoming like the Master, it's more and more. I know you're more like Jesus today than you were when you got saved, But what should we do? Just stop right where we are? No, we should be thinking increase, advance, progress. 1 Thessalonians 4:1 says this, "We beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more." What's Paul saying there? He's saying, you've learned from us how you're supposed to please God. And he says this, he says, whatever level you're on right now, come up another level. Please God more, abound more and more in it. And so, friend, you can see that God's will for our lives is to increase, to grow, to be enlarged, and to come up to the next place. Praise the Lord. And this is what's going to happen in your life. I'm declaring it over you by faith, in your ministry, in your mind, in your spirit, in your body, in your relationships, your finances. You're increasing and coming up to the next level in the things of God. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you that your will and plan for our lives is increase. And Lord, we're asking you over these next 4 and 5 episodes to give us light and revelation in how to increase, how to advance, how to progress, how to not stay where we are, but how to come up to a higher level, come up to a higher place in how we serve you, a higher place in ministry, higher place in anointing, higher place in your peace and your joy, a higher place in love, a higher place in faith, to a higher place in the things of the Spirit. Father, we thank you for it. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching the broadcast. Now, hey, don't forget to come back next time, because we're going to continue this powerful teaching that we're calling More and More, and you don't want to miss what's next. We'll see you then.
Thank you for watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Go to mam.tv to download the free study notes from today's broadcast. You can also request your free copy of our mini book, Faith Declarations. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. In this life, we will encounter challenges, but through the Word of God, we can experience victory over every challenge. In Matthew's book, Victory in Troubled Times, he gives us 5 keys to experience victory in the midst of adversity. Order your copy today. Today's broadcast was made possible by the partners of Matthew Alaria Ministries. Go to mam.tv to become a partner today.